This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session at 10, and we're here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way to win. You got to get informed. You got to keep fighting. You can't stop. And you can't allow... You definitely cannot allow them to win with lies. You've got to push back on the lies. I'm not joking. Okay? I mean, some of you, you get all upset, you sit in those seats, whether it's a school board meeting, city council, water board, whatever it is. Yeah, I know, I just jumped in, it's okay. Whatever it is, you're sitting there and you're going, oh, I know, they're lying. Get up and say something. Say it in a sane way. Call them out for the lies that they're telling. Right? I mean, no exaggeration. Don't let them get away with it. I get very frustrated with some conservatives that show up at, again, school board meetings, whatever, water board meetings, city council meetings. And they, you know, they hear, oh, this is a line of BS. I'm not going to be able to fight this. Not enough of us. No. Keep going. Keep saying. Keep speaking. Right? Don't stop. Just because you feel like you're overwhelmed. I'm going to just keep going back to it and say it over and over and over. Some of you don't want to hear it. But your founding fathers gave up their lives. They gave up their fortunes. They gave up their houses. They gave up their families. Right? But you, on the other hand, you want to sit there and say, oh, I got a job to do. I got to feed my family. I got to do this. I got to do that. Look, I don't even know where to go with some of that stuff. We've done it. Tim and I, there's a lot that we've done. A lot that we've had to put up with. But we've decided collectively, we're not letting them get away with it. We're not going to allow that to happen. So, if it costs us, it costs us. And I only say that because, again, you got to fight. You got to fight for what you know is right. You have to. You have no choice in the matter. Sounds kind of weird, but you have no choice in the matter. Where was I? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, really, really. Okay, we were talking about this in the last hour. Nobody wants to hear it. All they want to hear about is, you know, it's a line of bunk, it's not true, blah, blah, blah. Not true. Right? So now what we're finding out, and we've been talking about this on the show forever, If somebody would just spend the time to look, really look, at the voting that went down, you know, in 2020. And it's not that hard. Just verify what y'all say you saw. What's the big whoop? If you really got something to stand with, if you really believe that there was no shenanigans, there's no problem, no anything, this should be a big deal, right? But Rasmussen Reports is showing that now, with 200,000 plus non-conforming counterfeit, 2020 Maricopa County ballots with some quantity being 7 to 1, right? For Joe Biden, based on forensic audit testimony, it looks like a ballot box stuff job was able to help Joe win. And I mean, I can't read the whole table. When you go through the table and you look at how these numbers shake out or pan out, they make no sense. The percentages breaking for Trump all that time. How far ahead he was. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You want to be part of the conversation. Right? You want to be part of the conversation. So again, you get the information you need to push back. Everybody's screaming about what Trump is saying, although I don't know why. He went on to say, if you sympathize with, in a recent interview, if you sympathize with jihadis, then we don't want you here. We don't want you to, and he's not the only leader, potential leader, past leader, to say this. He said, I'll cancel your student visas for Hamas sympathizers, the ones on college campuses. Come 2025, we will find you, we will deport you. I don't want them here either. If you're going to deface, you're here from another country because you want to a more safe environment. You want your kids to go to school, you want all this stuff, and take advantage of our tax dollars, whatever. If you want all this, and yet you come here and you support something that's 180 degrees from our principles, go away. Right? I don't want you here. Frankly, nobody wants you here. And what's really funny is when you look at the countries that have thrown the Palestinians out over the years, oh, I'm sorry, Hamas, it's very surprising. Well, I should say surprising. But you know, you can see why. You understand why. They're like locusts.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you could finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You know, the conversation. You do want to be part. I mean, you really do want to be part, believe me, of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. There's all kinds of news we can go over. There's all kinds of stuff we can talk about. I think I was talking about this earlier, right? The special counsel, Robert Hur, He's not going to bring charges against Joe Biden or any of his associates in connection for mishandling classified documents to two locations. Now, it would bring to an end Hur's year-long examination into the improper retention of classified documents by Biden. Right? He has top-secret documents at his house when he was a senator, from when he was a senator. He has some from when he was a vice president. In which case, both of them are federal offenses. And found in his office, found in his Delaware home. Right? I mean, seriously. And he's going to walk away scot-free. You watch. Biden said he was unaware he had these documents. So there's no there there. Well, if he said so, must be no there there. You know, it's like I said, it's amazing that this guy gets away. He is truly the new Teflon Don. The liar in chief. I mean, everything that they call Donald Trump and every other Republican president, these guys have got down. They've got it down to a science. They're pros at it. Hur was appointed in January to investigate up to classified documents. It didn't show up in one place. It showed up in several places. Yeah, it's just amazing. The Wall Street Journal first reported Hur isn't likely to bring a criminal case. No kidding, really. We all knew this when he was appointed. But Donald Trump, who had the documents in one place, who was actively working with the Department of Justice on these documents, who had the right to declassify these documents, had the right to have them, is just amazing to me. He is now in court over all this. Joe B. walks away. We see it. We know it's happening. As I've been saying, they're doing it right in front of our faces. You know, and the funny thing about it, you know, the lawyers say, well, you know, okay, this is inadvertently boxed and transported. How many times is it transported? It's sitting in your office. It's sitting at your home. But let's forget that for a second. The ones from when you were a senator, that's a problem. And it's not a little problem. It's a big problem. How did you get those? You had no business having those to begin with. Really, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Right? I appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation as a whole. Anyway, it's funny, you know, the abortion issue. Let's come back to that for a second, for a reason. I'll explain in a minute. They're searching hard for normalizing abortion, almost like having a tooth pulled. Now, I want you to think about something here. They used to go out of their way at one time, beat their brains out on the left and pro-abortionists to make sure that you understood that you weren't really killing a baby. You were killing a blob of cells. So you weren't even killing. You were cleaning up a blob of cells before it grew into a human being. Right? And when you think about how they sold that back in the 70s, early 80s, it was an easy sell because we didn't have the equipment we have today to know truly what it is. Well, as we started to get that equipment in, more and more and more, you could see what it was. You could see it ducking. I mean, really, this thing that has no idea what's going on, right? Ducking the suction tube and the tools that were being stuck in there to kill it. And so they had to finally admit it was a little human. It was a little baby. So they flipped the script. Well, no, it's not a blob of cells. Yes, it's a baby, but it's the mother's right to choose. Well, first of all, I take exception to the term mother. Mother would denote that you're giving birth to a baby that you can actually mother. Okay? I have a different term for it altogether, but that's a story for another day. But in all sincerity, right? The human, the female, yeah, you heard me, the female human now has the total ability to play God, decide whether that child lives or dies. A child that's innocent, who's done nothing wrong whatsoever. But heck, it's gone from a blob of cells, in lightning speed, turbo speed, to you get to play God. And the beauty of this whole thing, if you really think about it, is women have the only and the unique ability to give life. To give life. Right? To create a life. To allow life to grow. I mean, how she treats herself while she's pregnant, what she eats, right? What she reads to the child. Yes, you heard me, the child. The music that she plays. All those things will have an effect on that baby's life. Or simply just stop his heart and distracts. That simple. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, held onto a seat in the ruby red state, and he used the rape and incest abortion ad to paint his opponent as an extremist who wants to punish rape victims with abortion restrictions. The problem is not that he ran the ad. The problem is the IQ level of people who actually believe these things. And they don't even call it, and again, they had to soften it up. In a state where a fetus can be made comfortable while the doctor and mother decide whether it gets to live or die, Republicans were silent on the abortion issue until 2 weeks before the election. The problem is, you don't call it out for what it is. That's the problem. The problem is, you don't show it for what it is. That's the problem. I'm seeing your host, Douglas Farr. Got a lot more coming up after the break.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple Capitol police officers were injured during a clash with pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Lance Pry explains.
A pushing match erupted in Washington, D.C. yesterday at a pro-Palestinian rally at the headquarters of the Democrat National Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police officers say one person was arrested. Pepper spray was used on protesters, with DNC members being evacuated from the building.
A pro-Palestinian protest on San Francisco's Bay Bridge disrupted traffic as hundreds of protesters chained themselves to cars, calling for an end to military aid to Israel. TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynn Atkins told her thousands of followers to read Bin Laden's letter, and her video garnered over 800,000 views. Bin Laden's letter called for revenge against the Jewish people for their treatment of Palestine. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And so anyway, back to how the Democrats are making the abortion a big issue. I'm going to say it again. You know, they don't care about any of this stuff. They really don't. And there's some rank and file that are different. Yeah, I agree there. But it's gotten to the point now where they're afraid to call, Republicans, conservatives, whatever, afraid to call abortion actually what it is. And they should. They flat out call it. And if it's so normal and it's so okay, and mom or the female has a right to kill or live, let the child die or live, then why don't we just show these in our biology classes, in our science classes? Show what an abortion is. What are you afraid of? Let them decide on their own. I mean, heck, almost every procedure you go into, because that's what they call it, a procedure. Almost every procedure you go into today, you can actually see on YouTube. As a matter of fact, some doctors will tell you, go watch it. If you're having a knee replacement, hip replacement, whatever, they'll tell you, here, go watch this so you can see what you can expect, what it's going to look like when we're done, what we're actually going to be doing. Right? It's just and it never stops. So instead of fighting, you know, the abortion thing and telling, oh, God's going to ruin your life, it's going to this, it's going to that, it's funny how we can't tell kids or young people, if you just wait, abstain, whatever, use protection, I don't care what you want to say. Right? And you see it. I mean, talk about over-sexualizing your kids. Everything they see has to do with sex. Everything they see. Why? What is the real, what is the most positive thing if you keep showing kids, these sex videos and all this other stuff that has to do with sex? It's in the books. I've seen it. I've seen oral sex illustrations in junior high and high school books. Don't tell me it doesn't exist. And society is pushing all this sexuality of any kind. Almost like it's a sacred act. Almost like it's a religion in and of itself. It's not special anymore. right? Maybe we should aim to let our youth know how they can be successful. You know, I'm tired of hearing the youth say, well, you know, we don't have a chance. We don't. No, because you want to do whatever you want to do when you want to do it. You want to spend what you want to spend. You want to use mommy or the government's money. You want to hang out on the couch. You want to play. You want to do all these things that don't make you any better, don't bring in any money. Then you wonder why you don't have what some other people have. In my day, it was like, I want what he has. What's he doing? He works hard. He works a hard job. He saves his money, takes care of his stuff. That's why he has what he has. Your answer today from a lot of young people, well, I don't want to do that. Because some of you parents gave him the phone, you gave him the shoes, you gave all that expensive stuff that they didn't have to work for or work to keep. You know, if you finish school and you get a job and get married and then have kids, do you know your chances of evading poverty increase by 90%? What a novel concept. Teach your kids to be successful. Dad, how do I be successful? Here's some of the things you want to apply to your life. If you apply these things to your life, you'll be fine. You know, you're not perfect. Not going to happen exactly like you want every time you want. You may fight for some of those things. It's just amazing. You see, the funny thing about it is that the pro-life movement started winning the argument. And the way they started winning the argument at one point in time is by really, honestly, simply telling the truth. I remember meeting with some of these people and just saying, look, stop with the whole, you know, God's not happy with it. Stop it. And I'm a Christian guy. Stop it. Nobody cares. You know, you can say that we're a Christian country all you want to. But we're not. We started off that way. We didn't start off as Christianity being the religion of the state, if you would, because that wasn't allowed. It's not what our founding fathers wanted. They would have loved it if people went, you know, everybody went to that, but it's not. It was not the only. They want you to be able to worship freely. Anyway. Moral values? Nah, those are old-fashioned. Right? They're not cool anymore. You should be able to have sex at 12. Don't you know that? You got these lunatics in the California legislature anyway. Yeah, Senator Wiener, real sick individual. Pretty much every bill he puts on the table has to do with sex with young kids. Right, abortion for young kids. Just amazing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I mean, the days of expecting society to see something for what it was are gone. It's our fault, but it's gone. Right? Because we never thought the other side. We never thought our kids would ever think like they are today. Some of the crazy stuff that they think is okay. Anyway. No, I look at this stuff, I think about this stuff, I hear about this stuff. And I, too, years ago when I first started the show, I used to scratch my head and say, well, nah, that can't be real. That story isn't real. That kind of thing. But then we got, matter of fact, I can't remember her name. That's how long ago it was. But she was on my Millennial Monday show, always on Mondays. And I would send her these stories. I go, this is not real. This is not real. Come on, where are you finding these? They're not real. And I love it. Because when she started looking up this stuff, she goes, oh my God, this is real. I can't believe it. And I think that's the problem with most people. Right? They sit there and they go, oh, God, this is not real. They're just ignore it. It's not a big deal. You find out it is a big deal, and it is real. You know, and it's a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, they're not going to leave him alone. Thank God he's got a spine. Because the liberal media is just, they're having, they're in fear over a flag that's outside the Speaker's office. And Mike Johnson, Christian extremist, he hangs outside his office, right? I'm not going to tell you what the flag is yet. The Republican House Speaker showcases his Christian extremism by flying the pine tree flag, right? You know which one that is. Better known as the appeal to heaven flag. Oh no, we can't have that. Although they have pictures of George Washington kneeling and praying. They have a chapel there, actually, right next to the Speaker's office. Right, they got all these, they have scriptures on the walls. They have the Ten Commandments on the floor of one of the buildings. Right? But our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God, with Christianity. The amount of drugs that one has to take to blow that out, or to throw that out, or totally ignore that, must be humongous. Right? The flag was designed in 1775 by Joseph Reed. He was a lieutenant colonel of the Continental Army. It was for George Washington. Again, some people feel that it's a symbol of Christian extremism. Because that's what they were back then. They were Christian extremists, don't you know that? And most people don't even know the flag's history. And John Adams? I mean, you know what? People have asked me about that John Adams miniseries on HBO. Yeah, they took a lot of license in that. As real as it looks, they took quite a bit of life. We'll talk more about that later on. Joe Mesquite, your host. Don't go far. Be right back.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Really that simple. Okay, so we're talking about the new Speaker of the House, or barely new, I guess, and how upset they are because he has a symbol of Christian extremism standing outside of his outside of his office. And what I find about all of this stuff is the flag that he's flying out there was flown by George Washington in George Washington's camp. So you sit there and you say, okay, so now nothing our, is it that nothing our founding fathers did is okay? Okay to show or do or what have you? I mean, in all sincerity. But the flag has been pulled into that right-wing extremism. But yet you have no problem with one of your own members chanting death to Israel, basically. That has a world map on their wall without Israel on it. That's okay. that have Palestinian flags out in front of their offices. That's okay. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. To me, it's amazing that they... Well, I shouldn't say it's amazing. It's evil. They don't see their own downfall. They don't see the issues that they have. Now, with the more and more you get into this, you find out the people making the most amount of noise are the ones that they're devout atheists. They hate anybody who has... You heard it tonight from a Muslim leader. He said, look, the reason we fear the conservatives is because they have values. And it's extremely hard to shake them from those values. The liberals have no values. We can get to them. Now, one person says, modern Christian leaders who believe in prophecies and other supernatural elements of the ancient faith have adopted what the authors pejoratively labeled as an aggressive theological vision. I don't even know what that means. What's aggressive? That I believe it, you can't shake me? That's aggressive? Many of those same leaders have supported President Donald Trump. They regard the 2020 election as stolen. In fact, some protesters carried appeal to heaven flags outside the U.S. Capitol. You're going, okay, so? An appeal to heaven flag is a hate speech flag? Are we for real? Despite the author's hand wringing over one of the most obvious straw men ever created, the writer went on to say that his co-authored story would receive a favorable reception on Twitter. Mike Johnson, second in line to the presidency, he flies a symbol of insurrection and violence outside his office. Right? Because, you know, the Palestinian flag's none of that. I find all this just hilarious. They never see the log in their own eye. They never see it. Right? They never see the violence that they cause. The same things they accuse us of doing by our rhetoric, by what we say, by what we believe in. They have the same problem. Right? This guy, he didn't have to. He didn't have to write such a long article to claim his hatred for America, for its founders. Right? The majority of the fathers of our country were Christians. And your problem is a flag that's flown outside the speaker's office. You have no problems with the other things going on in your own party in that same building. Just amazing. So really what it boils down to is you hate Christianity, you hate what it stands for, you hate people with principle, and you won't even do the work to figure out that our founding fathers have the same principles. Our founding fathers have the same issues or the same beliefs. Right? I mean, I think it's great. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending. All right, so I meant to do this with Zoe, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Now, a black economist... And I say that because I'm tired of hearing people say, you know, not you people, my people, but I'm tired of hearing you talk about when I play a clip from somebody and it really, truly is about the black economy, for all intents and purposes, you get all nuts with me. If I don't play a black economist, all of a sudden, and I don't talk to the regular listeners. Those other fakey listeners, you know, they hang out in the chat room and really don't want to let themselves be known. Don't want you to know who they are because you might do something to them. God only knows what you could do through a screen. It's hilarious. I do not know. And again, if you're in for the battle, if you're actually in the battle, I don't understand why you want to hide. We don't dox you guys. You dox us. Happens all the time. So here, this is a senior economist at a famous college. Listen to what he has to say about truly all the myth of why, you know, we're always told that blacks can't succeed. Why? Because we keep them down. Take a listen.
When you do look at the racial wealth gap, yes, there is a gap based on 2019 data. The median wealth of the average white family is about $160,000 more than the median wealth of the average black family. But take into account just two other factors, family structure and education. The median wealth of the average married, college-educated black family is about $160,000 more than median wealth of an average single-parent white family. So perhaps there are factors beyond just race that if we were being honest in this conversation, we could collectively tackle and come up with solutions. If the narrative for which you obtain and maintain power is based on this idea of a victimized community, then you have a perverse incentive to ignore all of this and just say that America is inherently racist and oppressive.
Beautiful. Beautifully done. Right? I mean, again, back to getting real fact out in front of you. Because honestly, you know, we can sit there and scream all day long, but you have to be able to back up those facts. You have to be able to speak to those facts. And that's the way you're going to win these arguments, whatever you want to call it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you talk about more... As Zoe puts it, systemic racism, and it's constant, but it is to hurt the minority communities. So we've had the first civil rights data since COVID, and when you look at these advanced classes, right, about 2.9 million high school students took at least one advanced placement course in 2020. According to the latest federal data measuring access to education opportunities, black and Latino students were significantly underrepresented in those college-level math and science courses. Why? You know, last time one of these reports came out, we did some digging. It's because they have a different mindset towards education. They have a different mindset. And who is letting them know that these things were available? Who's working with them? And schools in which at least 75% of students are black and Latino, they offer fewer math, science, and computer science courses than those with a low minority population. Why? See, why, though? You keep saying these things are happening, but when you do some digging, you find out why. Those are among the racial disparities noted Wednesday in a civil rights data collection. Considering the data was collected when the vast majority of districts offered only virtual or hybrid learning, officials cautioned against making direct comparisons. Because, you know, I don't know what was happening at their home. Did they have somebody that could really help them? One educator said, hey, these inequities have long persisted in our education system, and they're on display. Look, the Democrats have had control of our education system for decades. We have spent mega bucks. So what's the problem? Why can't you fix it? Right? This is the part that people don't keep. They have had total control. They bring up these issues and these problems. They claim they have solutions for them. 20 years later, like $1 billion later, they still don't have any fix for it. I always say the same thing. Would you keep your stockbroker on if he or she made these many mistakes? Would you? I would hope not. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. So much appreciate your time with me. Be back in a few minutes. Go heat up your drink or something and come on back.